Y'all, my name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, pride, and this past week, I would say, saying yes to too many things and leaving no margin for myself or for the Lord. Yeah, hold me accountable to that. So I want to tell you about a time that I was invited on this retreat with some guys here from Watermark, and this one guy proceeded to pack out these, like, kind of hard cases, like different than a suitcase, like a hard case, like double click, lift it up. And within those were a bunch of random pistols and even a pump shotgun. And he proceeded to tell us, you need to put on long sleeve clothes, long sleeve, you know, shirts, and wear jeans and not shorts. You need to have this protective eye gear. And he said, these are airsoft guns. I'd never played airsoft. Any airsoft people in the room? Yeah, like two, three. So let me educate you on this. So as he talks through, like, you know, gives us the rules. You can't shoot anybody in the head. If you shoot them in the head, you're out. And we've got these big goggles and all this stuff. And I'm like, who is the person that would think this up? And, you know, he may be your campus pastor, maybe or maybe not. And so he leads us through this thing. And I'm like really kind of freaked out by the whole airsoft thing, by the description. He's like, you know, you can't point it at somebody's head. If that happens, they're out. And you need to be wearing all this gear and protect them. You can't be this amount of feet away if you're going to shoot at them. And just like scared a little bit, like what in the world, these airsoft guns? And I've never been hit with one, I've never played it. And then we break up into teams and we're running through this neighborhood and it's kind of like capture the flag, you gotta get to the other house to do it. And so there I am, I got my little one, other people have a pump shotgun, I've got like a little pistol, so I'm just hiding in the woods. I mean, and you can hear them and see them running through, hearts pounding through my chest, they don't know where I am. Although we had to wear glow-in-the-dark necklaces, that didn't help, so you're just like a target. And literally, like, so much adrenaline, because I don't want to get hit by this airsoft gun that apparently can, like, blow out my eye. And I'm like, this is a terrible game. Why did our campus pastor subject us to this? And I finally, like, I'm running, and I'm there behind a bush, and this guy pops up with the pump shotgun and just, boom, like, shoots me in the head. And I was like, huh, that wasn't that bad. It just felt like getting thumped, like it was nothing. And so then I was like, oh, this now it's on. Like, that wasn't bad. And so I just charged the house where I'm trying to, if I get in the house, our team wins. Charge the house, you know, the little airsoft pellets are flying. I don't really care. And even the next morning, I was like, guys, that game, that's ridiculous. I like pull up my shirt with my little 9mm airsoft and like, psh, like shooting. They're like, ooh. And I was like, it's nothing. This is stupid. This is an easy game. It's all fear. It's all in our head. Like, airsoft is nothing. Watch, I'll do it again. Like, shot myself again. And they're like, does that hurt? And it's like, no. Yo, that's exactly what Satan does to us. Makes it really scary, really big and scary with the flaming arrows that he's shooting at us. And I think what he desires in that fear to keep us crippled in fear of death, fear of temptation and sin, fear of failure, all these fears that he deals in, that is his weapon against us. Hebrews 2 says he holds us in slavery to fear of death, and it's like a stinking airsoft gun. Because as we just sang, Christ is our victory. He's given us victory over sin, death, and Satan, but he still wars against us. And so in Ephesians 6, like, God unpacks that for us, and he says, brother, stand firm. You know our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the enemy, the principalities, the authorities, and the unseen realm. And I want to read this a little bit to you. It says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. And it goes on. You guys probably know the passage well where it talks about the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel upon your feet. And I want to pick it up here in verse 16. And it says, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. There's the little airsoft pellets. These flaming arrows of the evil one. It says immediately they can be extinguished as we bring up that shield of faith, and it's done. It's a little airsoft pellet. If we take up that shield of faith, that is victory through Christ. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in all occasions. And then it goes on to say, Pray for me also that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given to me so I'll fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. Here's the deal, y'all. Satan wants us hunkered down in a bunker, trembling, heart pounding through our chest, adrenaline, thinking that we're going to get shot by his weapons, instead of, which would be a defensive mentality, instead of having an offensive mentality that we read about in Ephesians 6. That's an offensive posture where he says, stand firm, helmet, belt, breastplate, shield, sword, pray that I may declare it fearlessly. That is offensive, kingdom advancing, victory in Christ. It's not defensive, hunkered down in the bunker, but that we are advancing kingdom of God against which the gates of hell will not prevail. And Satan wants us to be afraid, and we won't be. We won't be in Christ against the little airsoft pellets, but that we will be bold and courageous. And so what this is not a bunker for us, for the wounded and shot up to come in and huddle and be afraid and kind of nurse our wounds back, maybe poke our head out every now and then to see if the war's still going on. This is elite special forces training with our general commander in chief, and we will go out from here and advance the kingdom of God, and he'll do it through you. And he has and he will, and it's going to be incredible, y'all, revival. And I would not stand here and waste your time if it was not the case. He's done it in my life, and I've been afraid before, and we won't anymore because the victory is ours through Christ.